What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
It might not be what you want, but considering where they started and the hole that they dug, you wake up this morning and you find yourself 7.5 games back of the final wild card spot in the American League. And this is the final homestand, final games before the All-Star break in general. Three against the New York Mets, which is going to be a huge series because the Mets are playing for a lot as well. Yeah. Orioles hope to continue success against the NL East after sweeping the Atlanta Braves. And then after the Mets leave town, you find three against the Miami Marlins, who are hot right now. They are hot. See Kyle Stowers back in Camden Yards.
Oh, yeah.
So this is a...
You guys can go out and root for him.
This is a tough six-game stretch for the Baltimore Orioles. What would you like to see, Ed, to have some optimism going to the All-Star break?
Boy. Well, obviously, I'd like to see them win the series. But I'd like to see some good baseball. Just not some of the stuff we've seen where there's been some dumb base for just basic stupid stuff. Just like bad base running and... I don't know, inconsistent play. But, I mean, lately they've been good. I mean, since May, they're like, what, the best record in the American League? So, I mean, they've obviously have recently turned it around. Unfortunately, they dug such a big hole that it's going to be very tough to get out of.
Actually, the fourth best record in the American League. But they're still, they're up there.
Yeah, I mean, when I saw it last, it was like, they had the best, but it was like closer to before July.
The Mets?
The Orioles.
Oh, you're talking about the Orioles. Yeah. Since that,
since May, yeah. So it was like, since May, whatever, 31st to like June. 30th, they had like the best record in the league or something. And it was hard to notice, though, because they weren't gaining much ground in the standings.
That's because all the teams that you're chasing were winning and the teams at the top of the divisions were losing. Mm-hmm. I mean, Toronto's been on an absolute tear.
9 out of the last 10.
Yeah. And their pitching's held up. They're hitting with runners in scoring
position. 9 in a row, actually, yeah.
They're coming back in games. Yeah. Their bullpen's strong.
I thought it'd be the Rays would be in first right now with the Yankees losing, and now it's Toronto.
I'm not even, like, maybe I'm just being too dismissive. I'm not even concerned about the Rays, and I'm not telling you they're not going to make the playoffs. They got to go on the road the whole second half.
They'll be road
of the season.
Dogs, man.
Yeah, that's true.
They got to be road dogs.
People realize how much that's going to take out them. One of the things I noticed about the Mets, though, Mets, one of the best teams and home teams in all of baseball.
Yeah.
They're awful on the road.
Yeah.
They're 19-25 mm-hmm. on the road. They went to Pittsburgh, got swept there. They have been. And then I know a lot of Mets fans are pissed off that Stowers is in the All-Star game and Juan Soto isn't. Soto with his 21 bombs, he's turned it on as of late, but he did start off really slow.
You're talking about the Rays, though. Getting back to them, they've lost 7 of the last 10. You do realize 10 of the last 13 games have been on the road.
Yeah.
So to add to your theory of what will happen down the stretch,
apart.
Yeah, 10 of the last 13 have been on the road, and they've lost 7 of the last 10.
What have we said when our team went on like a 12-game road
it's
trip.
Be
it's like, hey, man, if we get back 6-6, we're happy. What happens when you go on a 60-game road trip? 30-30
I'm telling you, they've got a stretch, And that second half, Jeremy, I looked at it when we were in, because I was looking at all the games they played at home. They go from, I'll give you an example. They go from July the 25th to August the 17th playing one, two, three games at home.
Wow. They can't. They just
July
can't.
25th to August 17th. They have. I'm gonna give it to you. They have a 3-game series in Cincinnati. They have a 4-game series against the Yankees. Then they're home for 3 games against the Dodgers. On the road for 3 against the Angels. On the road for 3 against Seattle. On the road for 3 against Oakland. On the road for 3 against San Fran.
Ugh.
Then they come home. Wait a minute. They come home for 3 games and head back on the road for 6 more games.
And that's what they have to do. The only reason they're so when they're playing the 3 games at home, they're trying to give them some sort of break.
Right.
But because of hurricane season and the fact that they'll be playing outdoors in the Yankee Stadium,
right, yeah.
That's why they have to go on the road the whole time, yeah. Because they don't know if they'd have time to make up all these games. Now, yeah. If it's one series here or there, they can find a way to put a doubleheader and something together if they
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And I'm looking at the consecutive games. They go from July the 25th to August 6th without an off day. Then they finally get an off day. They go from August 6th to they only have a week. But they only have, like, on that stretch, I think they only have 3 off days. That's it. So it's going to be tough. For me, optimism is not where we end up at the end of this 6-game stretch, Jeremy. It's winning the 2 series. Take 2 out of what Ed was saying. Take 2 out of 3 against the Mets. Take 2 out of 3 against the Marlins. If you can get a sweep in there, that's fine. But I want to win. You got to go 4-2 in the last 6 games at heading home into the All-Star break. You got to. You know, that to me is having some optimism.
Yeah, split at home isn't going to do it.
Yeah.
And the Mets are terrible. You said they have the best record at home in baseball,
mm-hmm.
But on the road, they're not good.
19-25.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something like doing the gambling research and, like, you go into it. It was like when I found out, Chris Bassett owns the Yankees. Like, something that shocked me in 7 starts, he's been unhittable, and now I think he has 53 Ks and 7 starts against them. Like, he owns them, and that's something where I'm going, that's crazy. And then I started looking at the Mets on the road, and I'm going, man, they got swept by the Pirates on the road. They got beat up by this team on the road. Mm-hmm. They played the Phillies, and the Phillies took them. Like, what is it about them on the road that they just can't win?
You know, going into last night's game, before last night's game, they were only 3 teams in baseball with a 600 win percentage.
Really?
Only 3. The Cubs won last night to give them a 600 win percentage.
Wow.
But going into – and the 3 teams were naturally the Detroit Tigers – they're at 630. They had the highest. The
Dodgers?
The Astros at 604, and then the Dodgers were 609. Only at 609. So it's not they're extremely high.
They've had a ton of injuries.
Four in a row. Yeah, their injuries are finally catching up with them.
Yeah.
They've been injured all year.
Well,
I think it's catching up to them now.
When they got to put Kasparius, whatever that cat's name is, they got to put him in there to start every 5th day, you're like, ugh. And then it's like, well, it's okay. We got Emmett Sheehan. What? Who?
Yeah.
And shouldn't he be farming somewhere, Emmett? Like, you look at some of the guys that they have, and you're going, man, for as much star power as they had, they're all hurt.
And heavy.
Yamamoto got annihilated last night. Mm-hmm. He gave up like 5 runs in the first inning.
But, you know, the point is nobody's running away with this thing. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? I mean, you look at the second place win percentages, 544 in the American League East, 478 in American League Central, 533 is the second. I'm talking about the second place win percentage in the AL West. In the NL West, a 571 win percentage may be the highest of everybody, and that's the Mets. In the NL Central, 560 for the Brewers, and in the West.
You said 600 for the Cubs, right?
No, I'm talking about the second place.
Oh, I got you.
That's what I mean. The second place teams
are still in it.
Yeah, they're just nobody's running away with anything in baseball.
The sad part is, I think the Orioles need 3 division leaders to run away with it because that's going to help them. If you're beating up on the others, then that's going to help you get back into it. You need, let's say it's Toronto. Like, I never thought this was going to be Toronto. I thought Toronto would be a last place team. And I don't mean like a last place team, like winning 70 games. I thought everybody was going to be around 500 in this division, mm-hmm. but they look really good they're going to add.
They do.
They're going to make some moves. George Springer's hitting the hell out of the ball. So his hamstring will pop in a week or two.
Do we ever think that the Toronto Blue Jays, number one, would be the most improved team in the AL East? Number two, do it without any contribution from Anthony Santander?
No.
That's the two things that I didn't see happening. Number one, them being the most improved team. And if you'd have told me Toronto Blue Jays going into mid-July, as we're all about to approach that, would be the most improved team in the AL East, I would say to you, well, Santander's putting up MVP numbers.
That's the same exact pitching staff they had last year that they're winning with. If you guys have looked at Jose Berrios or Breos, whatever you want to call him, I hear everybody pronounce his name differently. If you look at him, he's been the ace of their staff, and I can't believe I'm saying that. Go look at his last 9 games. He's got 2 games where he gave up, I think, 5 runs or more.
Curveball's back.
Yeah, but look, I think it was 6 runs or more. 2 games where he gave up 6 runs or more out of those 9 games, and his ERA is still below 3.
Yeah.
In his last 9 starts. Like, it just shows you how dominant he's been outside of those 2 starts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.